Every now and then we hear a story of a victim losing a considerable sum of Bitcoin. In most cases, it was all the result of an indirect hack, a phishing incident, or a scam. In hindsight, all of these incidents are easily avoidable with the right security measures in place. We've come to Luno HQ in Cape Town, where Luno's head of fraud, Nishan Maharaj, has things to look out for when dealing with crypto.
So as a starting point, it's important to remember that the same intuitive rules apply to traditional money also applies to Bitcoin. You wouldn't store your money under a mattress, for example. If you do that, it will probably get stolen. So don't trust your money with strangers as well. From a fraud risk perspective, there are fraud risks in terms of phishing scams, which are trader scams, romance scams. Like traditional money, there are people that will manipulate you or trick you into allowing them to steal your money. This also applies to Bitcoin. There are many scams or scammers out there that will provide you with a too good to be true scenario. Generally, if it's too good to be true, it generally is. Beware of people that might contact you via social media, for example, promising you ridiculous returns of Bitcoin investments. For example, if you invest with me buying Bitcoin, I can give you 100% return on your investment in a day, which is commonly known as the trader scam. We find the trader scams to be predominantly local. People will contact victims on, for example, Instagram, promising them returns between 3 to 8% a day, and they will use a term called arbitrage, which is very common in the cryptocurrency space. They would then promise you the return of 3 to 8% a day, and if you invest with them, that will be your return on investment. However, once you transfer the funds to these people, they no longer communicate with you, they terminate all communication, and they just disappear off the face of the earth. There are other known scams such as romance scams, more commonly known as the 409 scam. A romance scam could be someone that will contact you via dating websites, they interact with you for about a period of 2 months, and then they coerce you into investing with them. Once you transfer your funds to these individuals, they disappear without a trace. Transactions cannot be reversed. When a transaction is concluded on the blockchain itself, it cannot be reversed or altered. This is known as immutable. The good thing about a transaction or the blockchain itself is that it is very transparent. It's available to the public itself. For example, if I were to pay another individual and that individual wants to confirm whether I've actually made the payment, if they know what the trace ID of the transaction or my Bitcoin address or the wallet address, they can go onto any blockchain and confirm if the transaction has actually taken place. You can go onto blockchain.com and it provides you with a search functionality where you can input your wallet address or the source wallet address that you're receiving the money from, and it will give you the transactions for that specific wallet address. You may need to sift through the transactions in order to find the ones you're looking for. But if you know the trace ID of the transaction, which is generally an alphanumeric number, you'll be able to pinpoint the transaction that you're specifically looking for.
Decrypto is everything you need to know about buying, trading, and spending cryptocurrency. Brought to you by Luno, only on cliffcentral.com.